I have a full belly, and it is warm in the tent, but I cannot sleep. It is either too quiet, or I am too excited, and we keep waking each other by accident in the tiny, cramped confines of the tent. Jack's Journal, June 14. I've finally adjusted to the fantastic scenery around me. We landed here on the West Fork of the Ruth on Saturday afternoon, and we were completely blown away by the size of our project. That is to say that Huntington is much, much bigger than I had imagined. I am speechless about what appears to be a never-ending summit pyramid of rock, ice, and snow, blending into the sky above so perfectly that the top cannot be seen.
It was one of those days, a crabapple day. The novelty of being a stay-at-home dad had worn off. I was still looking for work, but had few job leads. That day, I had received another rejection call from another second interview. While I was feeling sorry for myself, a grimy boy, maybe four, peed in the sandpit. I looked around for his keeper, but no one seemed to be with the kid. The kid pissed for about 5 seconds before other people started to notice. The sandpit cleared. "Whose kid is this?" I shouted. "He can't do that here." Ignoring me, he finished his business. Suddenly, a grandmotherly woman pushed through the crowd that had formed and screamed at the kid in a language with many hard consonants. She tugged at his arm and dragged him away. Eventually, kids began to settle back into the sandpit.